Between March and June of this year, ANMI says its Human Rights Division documented incidents in which a total of 42 people were arbitrarily killed in Lakes and Werribee states. In some cases, suspected criminals were pulled out of prison and executed without being sentenced by a court, according to the ANMI's statement. ANMI is urging authorities to immediately put a stop to all extrajudicial killings. A special representative of the UN Secretary General, Nicholas Asom, called the extrajudicial executions deeply disturbing, according to the statement. People accused of crimes have the right to a fair trial as part of a formal judicial process. They should not be subjected to the random judgment of government or traditional leaders that they should be taken out and shot in front of their families and communities, said Haysom. ANMI says eyewitness accounts describe suspects being taken to remote areas and tied to trees, then executed by firing squad. After they are dead, their bodies are left on the trees as a way to frighten the communities from committing crimes. Lake State Deputy Governor Paul Madit denies any extrajudicial killings are carried out in his state.
Yeah, I read the press yesterday, and I know it's baseless. I don't think there is any sense in it, because there is no report from our security forces on the ground of anyone killed arbitrarily. Reports I get every day are reports of criminals who are apprehended, taken to police custody. The UN needs to really substantiate the reports. Otherwise, as a state government, we are not aware of what they say.
Madit admits that at times security forces in the state have clashed with armed criminals who refuse to submit to police arrest.
So many of our security forces have died in the hands of the civilians, and the security forces didn't have any law to protect themselves with. So what I do understand by that law is that the security forces have the mandate to kill anyone who fires shots at them, because civilians are armed. And if we send the security forces to enforce the law and order, they attack and kill them.
Lakes State has seen some of the worst intercommunal clashes in recent months, which have left hundreds of people dead and hundreds more injured. Madit admits an incident when police in Lakes State extrajudicially killed a suspected criminal.
I know of one instance, and if that is what you miss as magnified, maybe that is it, of a criminal who killed a woman and a child. And when the security forces attempted to arrest him, that was in mid-June, no, the first week of June actually, he fired shots at them.
Madit says security forces shot back and killed the gunman. In June, President Salva Kiir fires Lakes State Governor Matur Kulang, replacing him with General Rintuen Mabur in an effort to help restore peace and stability across the restive state. During his first few days as governor, Mabur convened a meeting of all Lakes State leaders, chiefs, youth and women to consult them on what could be done to stop intercommunal violence and road ambushes in Lakes State. Most of the participants recommended shooting criminals on sight as the best solution. And Ms. Bose Asom says extrajudicial killings are not a solution to restoring law and order in Lakes State or anywhere else. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.